the latest news and the opinions that matter from the world of rugby league. The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident Personal Credit.
Kia ora, g'day and good evening. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One. Tonight, your Pulse One Rugby League Dogs will be discussing all of the things across the world of rugby league. The doghouse is full again. We have the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price, waxing lyrical, main man, producer, Ewan controlling the decks, and the man that was once just considered and is now verified, Rob Parker, living proof that stalking staff at Twitter will get you a blue tick. Again, we're giving away a couple of tickets to this weekend's Challenge Cup match at the Providence Stadium between Super League's Hull KR and the top of the table, Bradford Bulls. So contact us at pulse1.co.uk/RHP or use hashtag RHP show on Twitter and answer this question: what team did the Bradford Bulls play and beat in the 2003 Challenge Cup final at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff? This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show. News and views.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yo, 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 yo.
I think what we need to do is, I think everybody in the studio needs to give Rob Parker a round of applause for finally,
thank you,
finally getting
back
verified.
The main man's back, the main man's back.
I've arrived.
and he got there, actually got verified, what was it, 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you've been celebrating so much, you had to take the week off last week.
It wasn't to do with celebrating. I know this.
What
been,
was it to do about, Rob?
Well, you know, like an operation. Obviously, it was well documented on the show 6 weeks ago.
Basically, because you told everyone.
No, I had my finger chopped off, so kind of I'm building myself up, and I had the pleasure of having a vasectomy last week. And I actually was listening to the show while sat there at the hospital in my little bib and gown, waiting to go in.
And now you're only half the man you used to be.
Well, yes, I am only half the man, but it's a good job that my my humour wasn't in there somewhere, so I've still got that.
Yeah, well, who's saying you're funny? I know you're funny looking. I don't say you're funny.
But there was a bit of a funny story beforehand.
Go on, man. It's been waiting all week to tell us.
I'm excited.
I don't mind pushing the boundaries, but I don't know if I can say this. But I went in for a vasectomy last Wednesday.
That's and your lass is pregnant now.
No. Where were you last Wednesday?
Yeah, how are you?
So I went in for the vasectomy. They had to be there for 4 o'clock. Anyway, 3 o'clock comes around. I thought, right, I'll have my weekly bath or shower, you know, because obviously I'm a smelly man. But I thought, I'll get in the shower, and you've got to give yourself a shave and tidy yourself up.
First, before you go any further, were these the instructions from the hospital?
Yes, they were. You've got to kind of make sure you're nice, clean and shaven and everything.
Right. Down below you're talking about.
Yes.
Anyway,
long story short, the window cleaner caught me shaving.
How did you explain that one?
I just actually did the scissors motion, like I'm having the snip, and he'd give me a thumbs up and just carried on cleaning. I didn't carry on shaving, though, I stopped.
It's not first time window cleaners caught you, was it?
Anyway, what's been happening in rugby league?
Now, let's get back to the verification, because I think that's been a hot point for us.
It's just standard for me. I'm not being that, you know, it's not really took too much time out of my life getting verified.
But since you've been verified, I know, because you've been putting the pressure on one of your staff members also. So Laura Hutchinson, who's a third generation, we must remember, up at the Bradford Bulls, her grandfather and her father played for Bradford Northern during her time, said basically you had come in. She works, basically you're her manager. She
yes.
works underneath you. In the chain of
command
responsibility.
Yeah, that's not why I had the snip gum.
Yeah. And she said that she's friends with Jennifer Metcalf, former Bradford Bulls cheerleader. Now, Hollyoaks, is it?
Yes.
Hollyoaks star. She has 350,000 followers on Twitter. And apparently you went to Laura and impressed upon her that she had to get her friend Jennifer to start tweeting to follow Rob Parker.
I've been having a bit of a Twitter competition with some of my mates, obviously, back over in the promised land of Lancashire. you know a couple of lads who play for Man United, so he's all been having a bit of banter.
He's
bit
brought
of
it out. He's brought it
again, every time.
He loves it.
So anyway, we had,
not even by first name, Smalling.
Big Chrissy. So we was having a bit of banter, and I thought, if I can get her to tweet me, that'll put me up the rankings.
As I understand it, Chris Smalling is the soccer player.
Soccer player, Robbie. Yes, that's like football in this country.
It's okay, sorry, I get it wrong.
As Rob reminds every week, he's pretty good mates with him.
Yeah.
So he went on Twitter, and the first day he got like 40,000 followers.
60,000 followers. 60,000. And he got verified straight away, much to my annoyance.
In one day he got verified, he didn't have to stalk 60,000 followers, and you are on 1,800.
Yeah, who's counting? Like I said, to all my mates as well.
Leon's sitting on 25,000.
Yep. What are you
I've got 25,000. You've got 1,800.
I'm thinking about going for a world record of the verified person with the most least followers. But as I've said to my mates before,
that's brilliant.
As I've said to my mates before, Jesus only had 12 followers, and that was good enough for him.
All right, let's move on to rugby league.
Go on.
Last weekend's results, let's have a look at them. Leon, you guys have been getting back into the swing of things. Another win under the belt, you must be really happy. Big game against Widnes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a rubbish game, really scrappy. Not one of the prettiest games to watch on TV. We were pretty poor. Widnes were poorer than us, and we got a win, but that's all that matters, the 2 points, isn't it?
So Richard Silverwood was a referee on the... How did you judge his performance on the night?
He made quite a lot of bad calls.
Oh, I'm seeing him later on tonight. I'm going to have a run around with the Murfield Stags. I really just pass on a few nice words.
I really rate Richard. I think he's a good referee, but he struggled. I can't say up too much, can I have a game banned?
Yeah. You probably have him this weekend as well.
Cass turned over Hull KR 25-4. What do you read into that game? Because obviously Hull KR have been playing really well recently. They've really hit some form, obviously getting a win against you guys, Leon. Cass have been a little bit hit and miss. They've been up and down. But Cass at home, 25-4, it makes a pretty strong statement out there against an informed team.
Yeah, Cass have been under a bit of pressure, weren't they, at the start of the season? Daryl Pohl's men were getting copping some flack, and rightly so, especially when they had such a great season last year. There was all about the second season syndrome with Daryl Pohl. And they've really started to hit the straps. I think Luke Gale's been quite influential for them, haven't he? And he's really been kind of reaping the rewards. And I think he's actually leading in the Albert Goldthorpe medalist. And he's been really good, but a massive injury blow to Carney, the winger. It was an horrible... Oh, did you see it in slow motion?
I saw the highlights come through on Facebook. Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
The great contact. The only person that's going to try and score a try like that with the power that he went through, and then the energy with all of that big backside coming down behind, and no wonder it popped out. But it did look horrible, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. And to be honest, he's a bit of an inspiration, as Leslie Vinicolo was for us back in the day, that for a winger, he can actually make a real big impact and can actually change the game as well with either some of his runs or even a blockbusting tackle that he can make. So that's going to be a big shock for them.
I personally think it could be a defining moment in their season, because it's a big injury, isn't it? It's a three, four-monther, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
So he's such a big player for them. He's such a talisman for them. It could have a big impact on Castleford's season.
Oh, 100%. I agree with what you're saying, Rob, because there were situations... We all played with Leslie Vinicolo, and there were situations that he got himself into that only he could score tries from. Three people on him, and he'd somehow get over the try line and change the flow of a game, and that's exactly the sort of influence that Carney can have on the outcome of a game.
And probably not many wingers since him have been able to do that. I know you've had Pat Richards, and there's always been a bit of a joke amongst rugby that, wingers are just muscly touch judges. They're the kind of rugby, the prop forwards, they go out and do all the graft.
What were I then, just a touch judge? They don't muscle up me.
Yeah, I suppose. But you move further in, you had some players to your game, but there's always been a joke about wingers just being muscly touch judges, and they just end up having it on their plate. But there's been people like Leslie Vinicolo and Tavita Vaikorna as well, and now Carney, who were actually influential players in a team, and Pat Richards would probably be the other winger that's really had a kind of big say in Super League. So it's going to be a big loss to Cass, that.
Big loss to Cass, that. I agree with you 100%. Giants had a tough loss to St Helens at home, 8-11. We saw Luke Walsh come back to the game as well. Also, they had, I mean, St. Helens were quite lucky and they had John Wilkins back on the field.
And
Travis Burns. So they're starting to get their halves back, and I think which has been a big hole for them that they've needed to fill.
I'm just glad that we got them the week before. We got them on the Monday, so I'm glad that we did that before these three players came back, because I think having Walsh back is probably more key to Saints than any other player in Super League coming back. He's their general. He was playing fantastic for them last year before he got injured. So having Wilkin, Burns and Walsh all back in the same game was obviously quite influential for Saints.
Well, Cunningham was saying that he was just glad that Luke Walsh came through the game and came through the game in the form that he did.
Yep.
He kicked the one-pointer in the game, so I think that gives the player some confidence also. All right, the other game, Leeds Rhinos continued their run of form against the Salford Red Devils. How did you see that one? 18 points to 28.
To be honest,
Red Devils have been playing in some good form as well.
And they had Rangi and Weller Araki who have been banned, so they weren't available for selection. And to be honest, I think Salford Red Devils have given a really good account of themselves. I think you've been tweeting Jamie Peacock, haven't you, over the weekend? Because Jamie Peacock come away with two tries this weekend.
How does he get a double?
I think his tweet went along the lines of, Jamie Peacock scored twice this weekend, the world's gone mad.
Rugby league's gone mad.
It's all breaking down. An unlucky, could you say unlucky or just a terrible, terrible performance by two of the teams that are struggling for form, both Warrington and Wakey, but the Wolves turned their performances around and put 80 points on Wakefield. 80 points.
I think it's been a long time coming. I think it's been four on the bounce for Warrington that they've lost, and that's been a real... I don't think they've done that under the reign of Tony Smith so far. Wakefield, they're just down on confidence. They're down on numbers. They're down on everything. And their coach has come out in the press, I think, is quoting saying that they're pretty much getting ready for the Super 8s. And I know there's been a big strapline with the RFL saying every minute matters, not for Wakefield anymore. They're already looking at the Super 8s and they just want to survive and get back up.
Well, I'm sure that's something that we'll have a look at a little bit more detail when it comes to the Hot Topic section. Boys, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back to cover the rest of the championship games, have a quick look back at those as well. And all the Hot Topics will be coming up, so stay with us. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880.
The latest news and the opinions that matter from the world of rugby league. The Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
Hey, West Yorkshire, Robbie Hunter Paul here. We're talking rugby league every Wednesday evening here on Pulse One between 6 and 7 p.m. Remember, if you want to win a couple of tickets to this Sunday's when two leagues collide, Bulls versus Hull KR match in the fifth round of the Challenge Cup, answer this question. Who did the Bradford Bulls beat in the 2003 Challenge Cup final at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff? You can contact us on pulse1.co.uk or on Twitter, just hashtag RHPShow. So that was, you can contact us on pulse1.co.uk/RHP and hashtag RHP show. Okay, looking back at the Kingston Press Championship last weekend's round, Batley had a tough loss against Featherston, 16 points to 23. Doncaster still struggling to find a win, losing to Dewsbury, 12 points to 24. Halifax had a strong win at home against Workington, 38 points to 6. Hunslet battled to win at home against Whitehaven, 26 points to 18. Bulls, solid defensive performance against London, keeping them tryless, 28 points to 2. An exciting game at Sheffield with Centurions Lee coming out on top, 22 points to 36. And apparently that game went all the way to the 80th minute. Hot Topics, guys. Probably one of the worst kept secrets, or it could be one of the worst kept secrets in rugby league, is Sam Tompkins potentially signing back for the Warriors. Now, apparently, there's an expected announcement tomorrow evening at the local derby with the Warrington Wolves, tomorrow evening on the Thursday night match. And that's when they will be stating out loud that Sam Tompkins has re-signed for the 2016 season.
I think it's quite interesting, really. I think, did he have an extra year left on his contract?
He did, yes, to the end of 2016 with the New Zealand Warriors.
But they paid a lot of money for him, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a big payout.
And $700,000?
I don't know the actual figure, but there was an exceptional amount of money.
The New Zealand Warriors paid Wigan Warriors a signing fee for Sam Tompkins on a 3-year contract, only does 2 years, and then goes back. You wouldn't be happy if you was investing money into New Zealand Warriors, would you? You'd want a third of that back.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know if there has been some sort of agreement, you know, if they have released them to the Warriors. All of that is what we're probably waiting to see tomorrow night, really, what happens in that match against Wigan and Warrington. So sort of wait and see. But it is expected that it will go back to Wigan, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Wigan's probably been the team that's been mentioned the most. I think there has been something to do with Warrington Wolves as well, and they're probably the only two teams that could afford them. I think Leeds Rhinos have more of a wage structure, don't they, for a certain amount of their players, and when you look at the wages that he would command, there's probably not many that would break the bank, apart from Salford, maybe.
Tompkins will go back to Wigan. There's no doubt about it. He'll go back to Wigan. Is it not? Wigan boy is a homeboy.
Wait, here it is. He calls it as I see it.
He's coming home. He's homesick. He's a Wigan boy. He loves being in Wigan, playing with his brothers. He likes, loves Sean Wayne. They've got that culture there, haven't they? He's got history. He's going back to Wigan, as simple as that.
And what do you think he will add to the Wigan squad? I mean, because it seems like a pretty young Wigan squad, those players.
Yeah, let's not get it wrong. Sam Tompkins is probably one of the best players that's ever played in Super League, and probably nearly as best English player that we've ever produced, in my opinion. Most exciting player to watch, and can score tries out of nothing. It's a massive coup for Super League to have him back in our competition.
Yeah, I'm with Leon on that. I think the thing I'm most interested in is the fact that he's come back because he's homesick. I mean, obviously, Robbie, you came over, you know, however many years, what was it, 21 years, 22 years
21
ago?
21 years ago.
Did you ever get homesick?
No, not really. Not really, no.
No, because England's been here miles better than New Zealand.
Well, yeah, to be fair.
Why do you think Sam's coming back?
Exactly.
But obviously, Leon, you went over to France as well. You know, did you go over with, you know, Carly, your wife, and children straight away? Or
I think it's easier if you've got a family. If you've got a family and you've got a wife and two kids like I have, it keeps you occupied. I think if you're on your own, I think it could be a lot harder than like it is for me.
Because you would look at him. Not a bad looking lad, although he has got a stupid beard on at the moment.
Oh, it's horrible, you know, isn't it? Amazing, all the beards player in the world of rugby league, that is one of the worst ones.
Yeah, he's, you know, amazing rugby player. He's the other side of the world, you know, playing in arguably the toughest competition in the world and playing well. He obviously must be on a good wedge. You know, he's got the world at his feet or in his hands, whichever way, but he's still not happy and wants to come back to Wigan.
You know, one of the very big changes, so when I came over, it was 1994. Now, how we communicated back home was you rung back home and you get this extremely...
You speak to the chief of the village.
And he'd run and get your parents and they'd run back. But you get a stupid phone bill, you know, international call rate, absolutely horrible. Outside of that, we faxed... stories. Basically, you sit down, write a long story, fax it through, and Mum would get it on the other end, write a long story back, and fax it back to you. But now, social media, the internet makes it... You basically...
iMessage, iPhone, Skype. You can speak to each other all day, every day, for free.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a good thing, but one of the things that it does mean is that it gives you a distraction. Now, maybe that's what's happened with Sam. You know, his group of friends, his social group and his family, he's constantly communicating with them and they're saying, oh, we're getting together for such and such birthday party, or we're going out, and, you know, that social element of your lifestyle.
We're going for
a big
eating competition and stuff like that. He wants
pie
to be
eating,
there.
You know, he's a Wigan lad and all. That's what's very different from my time.
I must admit, I'm a little bit disappointed they didn't really go and achieve what we were all hoping he would achieve as an English player, as an outside back. Usually it's his forwards that go over there, you know, your Burgesses and Grahams, your forwards.
Morley.
You know, they do go out there and do well, but as outside backs and halfbacks, we've never really had a player to go out there and really set the NRL afire, so I'm a bit disappointed he's coming back, but at the same time, I'm happy for Super League that we've got a big coup back in the competition.
Well, I can say this. The New Zealand Warriors did rate him. The combination, the link-up that he had with Sean Johnson took a lot of weight off Sean Johnson's shoulders, because defences were having to look at Sam coming out the back as well as worrying about Sean Johnson's decision-making on his passing and his footwork. At the moment, Sean Johnson is, as they explain it, in a bit of a slump.
Yeah.
And I think part and parcel of that is because he doesn't have that extra option out the back, which he knows, and both of them know instinctively, but they create a lot of space on the edges for the Warriors.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's failed or he's done badly. I'm just saying I'd like him to go to that next level of status that James Graham's achieved and the Burgess boys have achieved.
Mm. Okay, so that's we're expecting Wigan Warriors tomorrow evening to announce that Sam Tompkins has signed for them in 2016. Very interestingly, Ben Flower, who was suspended following that, I think it was first minute punch to Lato Hayes' face in last year's grand final, Super League grand final. He returns from suspension tomorrow evening at home with the Wolves.
I'm looking forward to watching that. I think there's been a couple of interviews with Ben Flower, and I've even seen a few interviews about his family as well, that he's had a tough time and he's made his mistake. Wigan have punished him. And again, probably going on to the social media thing in the world that we live in, he copped some serious abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, he made a mistake and it was the slow motion effect of it was really bad. I just don't want him to come back, and I want him to be... And I think Sean Wayne's come out and said they still want him to be as aggressive as he was, because, yeah, he is a prop forward and he's got to be aggressive. That's part of his game, to go out and kind of boss the field and go up against another pack and try and intimidate him. So good luck to him. He's paid for his crime, and I hope he has a good game tomorrow.
Leon, your thoughts on Ben Flower? You obviously have to shape up against him at some stage this season.
I just think he's been hammered, hasn't he? He's been absolutely hammered from the minute he's done it up to now. So
he's paid his price, man.
Leave the poor kid alone and let him play his rugby again. He knows he's done wrong. There's people that have done far worse in life than what he's done. He's not a murderer, he's not a killer.
No.
It was bad what he did, but let's move on from it now.
I mean, he put his hand up, he said he was sorry, he apologised on numerous occasions. I think he went and had a one-to-one with Lance Ohio just to clear the air with that. Lance said, I don't hold any grudges against him also. But wasn't it phenomenal how it went through social media like it did?
Well, you imagine living for the rest of your life knowing you cost your team a Super League Grand Final winner's medal.
Yeah, you don't need any more than that. It's like the time when Robbie dropped the ball in the grand final for us. Do you remember that one?
I hear about it every day in the office. Hey, Robbie, remember the 2004 grand final? Yeah. Let it go. I've told them all. I've let it go, so they need to let it go. All right, stay around, listeners. We'll be back soon. We'll hear more from the lads, and we'll be discussing further hot topics from the world of rugby league, all that and more coming soon.
The Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880.
On 97.5 and 102.5 FM, DAB and online at pulse1.co.uk. It's all about rugby. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse One.
You're listening to the RHP Show on Pulse One. Reminder that there is a chance to win a pair of tickets to this Sunday's match at the Providence Stadium, Odsall, between the Bulls and Hull KR. This is where two leagues collide. Now, answer this question. Who did the Bulls beat in the 2003 Challenge Cup final at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff? You can contact us at pulse1.co.uk/RHP. That's pulse1.co.uk/RHP. Or tweet using hashtag RHP Show. Hot topics, boys. We're still on that sector. And actually, there's trouble brewing ahead of the fifth round Challenge Cup match between Salford and Lee. Now, I want to build a little bit of context into this. How many weeks did Gareth get? He got a six-week ban,
didn't he?
Gareth Hock, former Salford player, got banned for 6 weeks for putting his knees into
it. Knees in the back on two separate occasions.
He's got a bit of a checkered history. And him and Salford parted ways. Now, apparently, he then re-signed for Lee, and since then, Lee and Salford have drawn each other in this weekend's Challenge Cup fifth round. Now, apparently, as I understand it, there was an agreement made between Gareth Hock personally and Salford City Reds that he would not play for Lee. If they end up playing against Salford in the 2015 and 2016 seasons. But since then, Derek Beaumont has come out. He's a Lee player. He will play for Lee. He will perform for Lee. He chooses the team. But it's going to be poor Rowley's call as to whether or not he will play. I think the governing body has come out and said he's registered with Lee. By their standards, he's allowed to play. I think this argument comes down to what direct personal agreement Gareth Hock has made to allow himself out of his initial contract with Salford.
No, this is interesting, and it was always going to be the case. Whoever Gazzock signed for, he could have signed for Bradford Bulls, for example, and Bulls would have signed, would have drawn Salford in the Challenge Cup. Now, the way I see it, I mean, and I've been watching this unfold over Twitter because it's been out in the public domain that Marwan Kukash, chief exec or the owner of the Salford City Reds, or Salford Red Devils as they're now known, and Derek Beaumont, the major shareholder for Lee Centurions
and director of football,
they've been at each other's throats, and they've really been at it. It's been personal, it's been tongue-in-cheek, apparently it's been, in inverted commas, banter. I don't know what kind of determines banter these days. But the way I see it is that, and then Derek Beaumont's actually come out and saying, well, Marwan Kukash, you're apparently a multi-millionaire, estimated value or, you know, net worth of over £100 million, and he's paying a really small percentage to Gaz Hawk over the next kind of two-year period or 18-month period or something. So I don't really see, and I'm of the opinion, if Gaz Hawk has made an agreement, and that's a personal agreement with you know, Salford Red Devils, then he's kind of got to see it through. But I'm hearing rumours that it was a kind of silent agreement, or they weren't allowed to talk about this agreement. It's like Fight Club. But they were told that it was like a silent agreement, you're not allowed to mention it to it. But Marwan Kukash has come out and actually said and gone public with it, so that's where I think Lee have got him in a loophole.
Ah, your thoughts on that, Leon?
If it's not written down on paper in a signed contract, then it counts for nothing, does it? A gentleman's agreement means nothing nowadays.
I think it was written down. I believe it was written down.
Well, if it's written down, it's a different story.
It is written down, and I think it becomes a civil agreement as opposed to a contract. I don't really know a great deal about this kind of stuff. A man's word's a man's word in my eyes.
Absolutely, I agree. But in the world of sport and business, a man's word doesn't mean much.
So if it was written down, and I'm getting the opinion that it was written down because I believe that solicitors have now been involved and Lee have sought, you know, kind of legal advice if they're going to be liable for any kind of future costs. It's all down to Gaz Hawk. It's hard on Gaz. He has had his troubled past. As you said, he's had a checkered past and he's been through this and that. Just let the lad play. Just let him play rugby league. You know, he kind of is, you know, you can't start coming in with terms and conditions, what you can and can't do, and you can only, you've got to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night as well, and you can't watch Big Brother on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? Let him play rugby.
I mean, that's looking at it purely and simply from a rugby point of view, from a player's point of view. But if you're looking at it from Salford's point of view, they're without Wala Hauraki, they're without Rangi Chase, who's their key playmaker, coming up against a red-hot Lee Centurions team who's at the top of the championship, one of the teams that will be competing for those Super League positions at the end of the year. This could be a real big embarrassment for them if they slip up at the Lee Sports Village, because, again, the game is also being played at the home of the Lee Centurions, another advantage for Lee themselves. Is there a concern there?
Plus the fact that if I'm playing somebody, you know, 25, 50k over a two-year period, do I want to be paying somebody to beat in my team? You know, if you're paying him, if he's paying him monthly, if he's paying him $3,000-$4,000 a month, or a big massive payment of
as part of the agreement,
surely as part of that agreement, I would be saying, you do not play against my team in the best interests of my team. If I were Marwan Kukash,
so obviously here we go then. So we'll call it 50 grand for a nice kind of round figure. So we'll call it 50 grand that he's
being
paid.
By the way, I'll just say, we're just making this. Hypothetically, we're speaking.
Yeah. Well, that's Robin O, the businessman, the chief exec, putting his... you're not going to be sued for this.
We're not liable.
So say it's 50 grand over the next 2 years or something like that. And so Lee Centurions play Gaz Hawk. Gaz Hawk then gets sued for 50 grand. That could potentially happen, couldn't it, for loss of earnings? Could he get sued anymore?
Well, if he has to protect himself, it's not just about being sued, but it's legal costs, et cetera, et cetera. If you lose it, you can end up paying the claimant's legal costs also.
I think Derek Beaumont will end up paying it.
It can start to rattle up. And if you've got some sort of support in the background, but you'd want that in paper as well. Yeah. If you were a player and you were saying, get on the field, and you're being told to get on the field, and I'll look after you, I'll tell you what. Yeah, tell me you'll look after me and show me it written down. Yep. Let's have a legal agreement drawn up and make sure all bases are covered. Because at the end of the day, Gareth Hawk is also at the back end of his career. He's not a young buck.
No. Nope.
So, you know, his
earning potential.
Earning potential is coming to an end. And he's got to take that into account also. No. Leon, sorry, I cut you off.
No problem. I'm just saying they've seen a legal advice of Lee Centurions, and the legal team have said it's A-OK for Gaz to play. And I think what you're saying is he'll have something on paper written down. If I do get taken to court or legal proceedings are taken against me, then I think Derek Bowman will be paying for them.
Of course, you can't ask a lad to take to the field and then actually be financially worse off for taking to the field to represent your company. And but to be honest, there's been some great, you know, kind of speculation. Is he going to play? Isn't he going to play? I think Fufu Moi's not been playing for the last couple of weeks. I get it on good authority. He'll be back playing as well.
Well, to paint the picture properly, also, these agreements have been made in the past. This isn't a brand new. There have been what could be argued a restriction of trade. But I think we can all understand the value to the Salford City Reds if they got knocked out here, a knock in confidence on the terraces. Also, the lack of the loss in income generation from proceeding, going those extra few steps in the Challenge Cup competition itself, because you make it to the final and it can be a massive income generator for you as a club.
I think we'll certainly have some good talking points for next week's show, won't we? I'm anxious to see what the outcome's going to be. I think it's going to be a real close game, and I think it's going to be someone like Gazok who's going to make a difference.
Well, breaking news today. Be it good or bad, yes. Breaking news just today, we found out Salford Red Devils have re-signed Wayne Goodwin. Are you surprised by that signing? Wayne's been playing for the Dewsbury Rams in the Championship, played at least a decade in the Super League itself. Former Salford player, former Bradford Bulls player. He's done the rounds himself, former Wigan player.
Cass.
He's done the rounds. He's a decent player, but are you surprised that they've jumped to make that signing? Do they have some issues in the hooking role?
Yeah, I think not just even in the hooking role. I think the fact that, you know, like you mentioned, Will Araki and Rangi Chase and a couple of other players out injured, out with suspensions, I think that's going to be a key area. And when you look at, you know, is it Tommy Lee, who's a great player, but is he 80 minutes worth, or will Wagger come on and make
a
difference?
But he's not a hooker either. He's a good player that can play a number of different positions, is what Tommy Lee is.
Liam Hood, who was a Bradford lad, who's been really impressive for me since he stepped up and been used as a second hooker coming on. He played against us a couple of 5-6 weeks ago for Salford, and he destroyed us up the middle of the field, and he's been really impressive so far. So he surprises me, because I thought he might take more control of the middle.
And I think Liam Hood last week played at 7 as well, didn't he? Because of obviously the loss of Rangi Chase. So again, they're up against it with kind of pivots. And Wagger will know the situation. He'll work with Yistin. He'll probably have played with Yistin. He'll definitely work with him at Wigan. So Wagger will actually fit into that system. And he's actually not a bad buy if he's gone for a month or whatever. It's actually, there's so many different things that are making this game exciting for Saturday.
I mean, is that the nature of the signing? Is it to sort of thicken up the squad and play the mind games in regards to Paul Rowley's selection choices with Lee Centurions? They've got another man who's now in contention, someone who's experienced in that position. Is this what it's all about? Is it all about this game this weekend?
It's got to be. I think you can never discount any competition. And you know, when we played, the most important game is the next game. And it doesn't matter in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, each game as it comes, every 80 minutes. And I think we had a saying, didn't we? Anywhere, you know, any team, anywhere,
any team,
any field.
Anywhere.
Yeah, and that's how it was. And it's just, let's just take what's in front of us week by week, small achievable goals, and see where we're at after that.
All right, boys. Well, coming up next, we'll have a look forward to the upcoming Challenge Cup games and Super League games. It's a massive weekend of rugby league. We'll also announce this weekend's winner of the match tickets up at the Bulls versus Hull KR. So don't go anywhere. You're with Robbie Hunter-Paul on Pulse 1.
The Robbie Hunter-Paul Show with Provident, a Yorkshire business since 1880. Pulse 1.
On 97.5 and 102.5 FM, DAB, and online at pulse1.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter-Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter-Paul Show here on Pulse 1. Rob Parker and Leon Price just having a look at each other's shoes.
He's got some fancy shoes on.
Pre-runners. All right, we're going to have a look at this weekend, massive weekend of rugby coming up in front of us. Super League matches as well as the fifth round of the Challenge Cup. So before we go any further, though, we're going to announce the winner of this weekend's two tickets to the Bradford Bulls versus the Hull KR match up at the Providence Stadium for this Sunday. And the winner today is, thank you everyone for joining in the game. Also, the best turnout. We've had 150% increase in people playing. Our winner tonight is Lynn Hill, and it's at tag is at Lynn from Queenie. So I'm guessing she might be from Queensbury.
Minaka Woods.
Queensbury Leon. Massive.
Guys.
One of your cousins or neighbours.
Around that area.
Protection bracket.
The Earl of Rugby League's area. That harks back to the days of old, eh, doesn't it?
Back in good old days.
Back in good old days. Okay, let's have a look at this weekend's Super League. Now, a big one, we've mentioned it before. Tomorrow night, Wigan facing off against the resurgent Warrington Wolves. How do you boys see that one going?
Massive, massive game of Super League. Really exciting. Can't wait to watch it. I'm going to sit down and chill out and watch that one. But I think Wigan are going to be too strong for Warrington.
Oh, I'm going to go the other way. I think Wigan played Catalan Dragons.
Yep, 34-0.
Right. The Matalan Dragons, as my daughter calls them.
And the Matalan Dragons.
So, yeah, they played the Catalan Dragons, and they had a decent win against them, and I think they nilled them as well. But I think Warrington have found a bit of form, bit of confidence.
They've found a bit of form. They've lost four games on bounce and won 1-8-0, so they found form.
All right, let's have a fiver on it then.
Wigan have won three games on bounce. They're coming into form. We'll have a fiver, yeah.
Right, fiver.
Done.
So Leon's done an about turn because it was, what, 3-4 weeks ago when you were saying that Warrington were the team to beat.
If you listen to me correctly, I said they were the best team we'd played against. Leeds were the team to beat. There you go.
Oh, I love that about turn. It is an about turn, though, but, you know, I'll go with it. You said those words. I hope we can pull those actual words back up on...
find them.
on our record history.
I'm just not saying an offence. I'm trying to give an opinion so that I'm not saying an offence.
Okay, yeah, right. I'm actually looking forward to a big matchup. I think my head's going to go with Wigan.
This is where he sits on the fence. My head's going to go with Wigan.
My head's got to go with Wigan because they're at home. They've got Flowers coming back. And also Sean Loughlin.
Yes.
Sean Loughlin, he's coming back
massive
as well.
Massive player for them.
He's had some serious injuries. We were trying to talk about it off air, but we don't even know what injuries that he's had that many, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. Unluckily... but he is a massive. He's not only an on-field leader. He's not only a director, but he's a spiritual leader for them on the field
he's,
as well.
He's one of the best players in Super League.
Spiritual leader, yes.
He's massively influential to that team and one of the best players in Super League. So if he comes back, usually he comes back and has big games. He doesn't take him in a game to get back flowing to his best rugby. So he'll be a massive player for them.
So that's why I'm going with Wigan. I think they're going to have an emotional tidal wave behind them, especially if they also do what we expect they will and announce Sam Tompkins re-signing for 2016. I think you're going to be massive...
It's good to have a difference of opinion on this show as well. Factor. We're good to have a difference of opinion, so we're both going Wigan, he's going Warrington.
I'm
going to
go Warrington.
There we go, it's good.
And apparently you got a fiver on it all as well.
Yeah.
Okay, the next game up will be the Battle of the Top Two. So again, I said this is a massive weekend. Battle of the Top Two on Friday. Rhinos looking to hold their premier position against St. Helens. St. Helens having all of those decision makers back.
Right, I'm telling you I'm going for you. It's definitely St. Helens. Definitely.
Remember, it's at Headingley as well.
No, look, I can never back Leeds. You know that.
You've said we did too. That's really good. Two minutes ago.
No, but I'm saying in a game, I said Leeds might do well this season, but I've got to back Saints.
You've said some glowing things about
they've got Wilkin back. They've got
Luke Walsh.
They've got
Travis Burns.
They're gonna be back, man. I'm telling you, they're up for that game. Saints love playing against Leeds, especially at Headingley. They're gonna be up for it. They're gonna beat them.
Yeah, Rob I think Parker. I'm with Leon. He sold me. I was just saying, I've got Leon to the left, like the bad devil, and I've got you to the right, the good devil. And before you've even opened your mouth, Leon sold it to me.
Man, yeah. I'm going with the Rhinos.
Yeah, okay, good.
I think they've got momentum at the moment.
I've got a difference of opinion.
I got to go with the Rhinos. They've got momentum behind them. We are sitting in West Yorkshire. We're enjoying the sunshine in West Yorkshire as we speak right now. And Leeds Rhinos are a West Yorkshire team. So that's why I'm going to back
them. You're as Bradford as me. Don't class them as West Yorkshire.
But what I mean is, you know, they've been the informed team, the team to beat. They haven't played the best rugby all season long, which is a good thing. And I think against these bigger teams, especially at home on a Friday night, again getting that momentum from that very loud and vocal South Stand. The rest of the stadium will be a packed house. I think you know exactly those. That's when their big game players step up.
With Zach Hardacre with a point to prove.
Inform Zach Hardacre.
And I was going to mention this before. You got man of the match against Salford. Now to say that. It's an amazing thing, redemption, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, best performances of your career if you know that you've been a bit of a naughty boy.
Yeah.
And the one thing, I mean, there was studies done down under and around the world of sport that supporters are very easy to forgive. Good. Providing you get that ball over the try line, providing you turn on the goods. And I think that's one of the things where you can re-establish that adulation.
It's like my wife, she doesn't mind, you know, if I come in at 4 o'clock in the morning, as long as I bought her a pair of shoes, she's not bothered, is she?
Nothing is.
You see?
She's your biggest supporter then, eh?
Not really,
redemption,
no.
Redemption. But it is a motivator, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you want to pay back the faith that the coach, the fans and everyone else has shown in you. So Zach Hardacre has been, we've talked about him so long, haven't we, on the show, that he is a very, very high-end, you know, kind of individual player who can bring something out of nothing and he can win you games, but he's got that brain explosion to him off the field. He's a bit like a...
Which
example,
makes
a Sean,
him exciting.
Exactly. I was going to say a bit like a Sean Long. You know, someone who's
walking
is a
that
who's
fine
got,
line
yes.
between madness and greatness. Yes. Okay, the Giants will take on Catalans this Sunday. Outcome, boys. Outcome.
Giants. Giants by
Giants
a decent score.
At Giants.
By a decent
at the
score.
Giants.
Giants by a decent score.
Yeah, I'm going to go Giants. I think they're starting to find some form. I think Danny Brough and Jamie Ellis are starting to play quite well. And I think, again, Catalans coming back over, doing a lot of travel. I don't know if they stayed over this week. Would you know, Leon?
They'll be over the day before the game. They'll come over private jet. But their defence is the worst defensive record in Super League, and I think that's the biggest thing that sticks out for me.
And I think one of the things as well is one of your mates and a Bradford lad, Elliot Whitehead's obviously announced that he'll be leaving.
Departure, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be leaving.
We mentioned that last week, Rob, but you were too busy and your thing is chopped.
Listen, you've got to,
Okay, yeah, I got to agree with you on that one. The Giants have been losing a few games, but they've only been losing them by the smallest of margins. They seem to be getting their act together. Okay, Widnes will be hosting Cass. How do you think Cass are going to go down there? Obviously, he played Widnes last week. Cass had a win. They'll be looking to continue their form.
I'm just going to go quickly. I'm going to say Widnes on this one for me. Home win Widnes.
Right. Cass.
Any reason?
Because I've played for them as well.
You haven't played for Widnes. Okay. First of the Super League versus Championship matches is the Inform Halifax playing Wakefield on Friday night.
That is going to be a really good game to go and watch. I think we spoke about, you know, they got drummed 80 points to nil against Warrington the week before. Halifax, I mean, we saw it for our own eyes, played Bradford Bulls on Good Friday, and they were 13 points to 2 up after 40 minutes. They were really, you know, kind of, they were up for that game. They got really fired up, and I think they'll be wanting to get up on this one as well. And well, there's going to be a scalp taken this weekend on the Super League from a Championship club.
I think we'll see some value in whether or not Jake Webster's saying of every minute matters doesn't matter to them, because if that's true, then they won't put much time and effort into this game. They'll be focusing on Super 8 to come the back end of the season. Okay, we've mentioned Lee Centurions hosting Salford. That's going to be one to watch. Leon, you guys have facing up against Sheffield. You're playing at Sheffield.
A tough game, very, very tough game. And as Rob said, somebody could slip up this weekend, against the Championship team, and we don't want to be that team.
But
there's definitely going to be a Championship team beats a Super League team this weekend. I hope it's not Leon's.
It's not going to be us.
It's not going to be theirs.
I hope.
But they've got some really good back line as well, Sheffield, so... Over to you, Robbie.
Well, obviously, with the last one of those games, the Super League hopefuls, Bradford Bulls going in and get up against Hull KR. And you and I are both hopeful that that's going to be the game that everyone slips up on. All right, boys, that's it for this week. My thanks to Leon and the verified Rob Parker.
The snipped verified Rob Parker.
Again, awesome to get Ewan back. But we still love you, Griffo. Big thanks for all of you listening, wherever you are tonight. Total Access is next here on Pulse One. I'm Robbie Hunter-Paul, and thanks for listening.
This is the Robbie Hunter-Paul Show on Pulse One. Every Wednesday evening from 6.